Judge Patrick Willis has approved a plan to delay Avery's trial until February 5th and to hold it in Calumet County. But the jury will be chosen in Manitowoc County, where the alleged crime occurred. Teresa Halbach's family played a significant role in the decision, something Marquette Law professor Daniel Blinka says doesn't often happen in a trial such as this one.
It's very unusual in a hotly contested, high-visibility case like this that both the defense and the prosecution considered the interests and the input of the victim's family in deciding where the place of trial would be. Not just unusual, but laudable by both sides.
Blanca says one key issue still to be decided is whether the prosecution will be allowed to use testimony from two prison inmates who say Avery told them he fantasized about torturing and killing young women. The conversation supposedly took place while Avery was serving time for a rape he was later found innocent of. Blinka says there are strict rules of evidence that could bar that testimony.
The very real concern is that the jury may not properly evaluate the weight of that evidence and just say, well, you know, we don't know whether he did it, but he is such a bad or a dangerous person anyway that we can't take the chance of acquitting him.
Also still to be decided is the legality of multiple searches of Avery's trailer and garage that produced some of the most incriminating evidence of Avery's role in Halbach's murder. Rulings on those motions are expected in late September. Avery has consistently maintained his innocence and accused law enforcement officials of framing him. Gil Halstead, Wisconsin Public Radio.